Now stay tuned for the Sunday morning wake-up call on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. The wake-up call talks with the people in Charlottesville and Albemarle County who are making a difference. Now here's your host, Rick Moore.
Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. All right, everybody. It's that Sunday. The best Sunday of the year. The Sunday before Christmas. The Sunday where Santa comes into the station. That's right, Santa will be here shortly, making some phone calls to some special kids. Stay tuned, be with us. We're going to do a reading of the Grinch. Then we'll take a break. And we'll come back with Santa to make some phone calls. All right, here we go.
Likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a mistletoe wreath.
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and dazzle things and wands.
Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-hoo-hoo-picks,
then run out and get some more.
boomers on the ceilings, pile their boomers on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with fuzz of fuzz and blither bloofs and buzz of buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of hoof and plant. Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of bafflers and 3 miles of snappers snoop. Hang dang donglers on the bathtub. Trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in Whoville and to every blessed room, Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim me, trim you. Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and bins of binks. And trim up the tree with bizzle binks and bugs.
And they're hanging their stockings. He snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming. I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming. For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Who's, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he'd liked least of all, every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Who's would start singing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, and the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do. The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked. What a great Grinchy trick. Oh, with this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer. The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, "Get up!" And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Who's lay a-snooze in their town. All their windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the Who's were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square, this is stop number one. the old Grinchy Claus hissed. And he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist, and he slid down the chimney. A rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a moment or two, then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little hoose stockings all hung in a row. "These stockings," he grinned, "are the first things to go." Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney.
"You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile."
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's Feast. He took the Who Pudding. He took the Roast Beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, the Grinch even took their last can of Who Hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. "And now," grinned the Grinch, "I will stuff up the tree." And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who. Little Cindy Lou who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said,
"Santa Claus, why, oh, why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?"
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick. He thought up a lie and he thought it up quick. "Why, my little tot," the fake Santa Claus lied, "there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here." And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head and he got her a drink and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses.
"You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was quarter past dawn, all the who's still abed, all the who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sled, packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. Boo-hoo to the hooves! He was grinchously humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the hooves down in Whoville will all cry. Boo-hoo! That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound. Rising over the snow, it started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came somehow or other. It came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And then, what happened? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day, and the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. And that's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, by Dr. Seuss. here on 94.7 WPVC. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Thanks to Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel, Jesse Kay. Music digitally remastered by Suha Gur and Polygram Studios. No money made here. This is a free rendition. Again, no money made here. Just a community production. Thanks to Dan for helping out put this together. And there you go. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you very much.
Always love that reading of the Grinch. One of my favorite things. All right, take a quick break. We'll be right back with Santa. All right. Santa is now here on Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Santa, how you doing? Oh, I'm busy, but gotta make my stop here at Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Call some kids. Make sure everybody's doing a good thing. Only a few days left.
We're working hard here at the North Pole. I hope all you kids have been good.
Oh, I brought Bumble with me. Bumble, Bumble, Bumble.
That's me.
Bumble takes care of the shop. Bumble takes care of the sleigh.
And packing all the presents for those good boys and girls out there.
Oh, my. Oh, so much to do. Oh, I don't know. Oh, my. Let's call some kids, please.
Oh, yes.
We've got to keep checking in on these nice and naughty lists. Who's first?
Hello?
Hello, this is Bumble, the lead elf here at the North Pole. Santa is trying to reach Calogero. Is he available?
Hi, yes, he's here.
Hello, hi. Is this Calogero?
Yes.
How are you today? Santa would Calogero. Like to speak with you.
Hi, okay. Hi, Calogero, how are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm good.
Merry Christmas! Almost!
Oh, Merry Christmas.
I'm just checking in. I got that list. Checking it twice.
What is it that you wanted for Christmas? Did you have something special on your list you want Santa to know about?
I gave the elf my list and he sent it to Santa.
Well, we decided to call you personally because we thought maybe you'd like to talk to Santa yourself and tell him what was on your list. What do you think?
I found that list has Nerfs and math games. You want all these things?
You can get me one or two of them. That'd be awesome.
Oh, is there one special one? What's at the top of that list? I know it's so difficult.
Because we can put it on the sleigh. You just have to tell us what that one special gift is.
Bumble is packing now.
I'm thinking. It's hard.
Everybody likes a good math game. Math games help you stay good in school, too.
I'll have some math games.
Oh.
Sounds fun.
I love that. Because then you can get A's in school, too. And that always keeps you on the nice list. Ooh. Bumble, put that in the sleigh.
I'm packing it right now, Santa. We got you covered.
Calogero, is Aida there?
Yep, Aida's there.
Can I talk to her, please?
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Goodbye. Hello.
That's Santa.
Is this Aida?
Are you there?
Look, I'm talking to Santa Claus on the phone.
What? Who are you talking to?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Are you going to tell me what?
How are you?
Good.
I'm calling to wish you Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Can I bring you something very special?
What do you want for Christmas?
A half game
and
horse
game? Just a horse game?
You like horses, Aida?
Yeah.
How about a special horse game? How about, you know what we have here? We have spirit riding free. Would you like that?
Yes, we would. You would?
Oh, my.
Ask Sandra how he knew. How did he know? Ask him how he knew.
I put my finger beside my nose, and I learned an awful lot. That's my thing.
I think I found the spirit riding free, and I found room on the sleigh for it.
Oh. Okay, Aida. You continue to be a good girl. There's just a few days left.
Merry Christmas, Aida. Mm-hmm.
We need to go call some other kids, okay?
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I love doing those calls for you, Rick.
Those kids are so cute.
I know. Santa, I love having you on the show for the hour. It's the best time of the week. And best Sunday of the year.
Yes, I agree.
Well, Santa can't come every year, but, you know, come that Sunday. And, you know. Come when you can. What do you do the rest of the year, Santa? Well, it takes 50 weeks out of the year just to get ready. And the other 2 weeks, I'm not going to tell you where I do, because then people would be hunting me down for autographs and stuff. Oh, I leave all the rest of that to Bumble to clean up.
And oh, what a mess he does leave me.
On that list.
Well, I see Aiden and Landon are next on the list.
Well, let's make another call.
Sounds great.
Hello?
Hi, this is Bumble, the lead elf here at the North Pole. Santa is trying to reach Aiden.
Oh, yeah, hold on 1 second. Hey,
all
Aiden.
Right.
Hello?
Hello, is this Aiden?
Yes.
Well, hello. Santa would like to speak with you. Do you think you'd like to do that?
Yes.
Hello, Aiden?
Hello? Yes.
How are you?
Good.
I'm checking in before Christmas, making sure you know there's still a few days left to stay on the nice list.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
I want to clean up and got some things to check off the list. And, update so many things, so many people. What can I bring you?
I don't know.
Bumble, do you have any ideas for Aiden?
You know, Aiden kind of makes me think of someone who would maybe like Iron Man.
Yes.
Okay, and we have this really thing called an arc reactor. Do you think we could bring that for you?
Yes.
That's crazy. Iron Man arc reactor? When did we come up with that?
Santa, how could you forget when we came up with the arc reactor?
Who creates these things over in the lab?
Oh, I'm in charge of that.
Oh.
I got to keep my secrets.
I guess that's why you're the lead elf.
That's right.
Oh, Aiden, I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm so happy that you've been around. You've been a good boy this year. Keep it up.
Okay.
Now, is your is Landon there?
Hold on one second, Landon. Come here.
Okay.
I want a bunch of Power Rangers. No, come here. Say hello.
Hello, Landon.
Hello.
Would you like to speak with Santa and tell him what you'd like, that one special item you might like for Christmas?
Maybe. Yes.
All right.
Maybe? Not sure? Are you nervous? Are you scared? Or you don't care?
I'm shy.
You're shy?
Yes.
Well, you know, Santa is really a very nice person.
Okay.
All I need is a cookie, and I leave an awful lot of presents in exchange. I think that's a fair trade.
Okay.
I get really fat, and you get really fun stuff.
So what?
I want Ballinger toy.
You want a what?
Power Ranger toy.
Oh, a Power Ranger toy. Is there anything specific? Like a real special Power Ranger toy you want?
A silver Power Ranger toy, but with iron in it.
Okay, well, that is an interesting item.
You know what I think of when I think of Landon? Landon reminds me of the kind of young man who would like an elf on the shelf.
Oh, yes.
I can see Landon playing with an elf on the shelf every day, moving around and taking pictures and trying to get people to guess where he's put that.
Is that right? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think I can dig one of those up.
All right.
Yay!
Whoa! All right, Landon, see? Santa's not so bad after all. Don't be so shy next time. All right?
Okay.
All right. Everybody have a Merry Christmas in your house, okay?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, 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 ho. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my. A young man said he was shy, didn't want to talk to Santa.
I couldn't believe that.
I didn't know about that. I thought that was only really, really, really young kids.
Yes, because Santa is definitely not scary.
I don't know, Santa. You see a lot of pictures where the kids are crying and don't want to sit in your lap. And that's just how it goes. All right, let's make another phone call.
Hi, this is Bumble, the lead elf here at the North Pole. Okay, could we possibly talk to Layla?
Yes, hold on one second.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Hi, is this Layla?
Yeah.
This is Bumble. I'm calling you from the North Pole. I'm one of Santa's elves. Would it be okay if Santa talked to you on the telephone this evening?
Yeah.
Oh, hi! Hi, Layla, how are you?
Good.
I'm just checking in real quick with some kids to make sure they know it's close to Christmas. Making sure I have an updated list.
So what is that one special item that you would like Santa to bring to you?
I have an idea.
What?
I've been watching you, and I think you're the kind of young girl who would like a Pokemon Pikachu.
Yes.
Oh, I thought so.
And I happen to have a Pikachu. I see that bright yellow right over there, and I'm going to grab it and put it in the sleigh.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, Layla. You keep going now. Just a few days left until Christmas.
Okay.
You keep working hard at being a good girl. And we're going to bring you some special gifts for Christmas, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Layla.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh. Santa, I love it when you make the phone calls, but you can take a quick break because Sunday morning makeup wake-up call needs to take a quick break, too. And we're back here on Sunday morning before Christmas with our guest today, Santa, and Bumble the Elf, as we're making some phone calls. Bumble, you doing okay?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks. I couldn't be doing any better.
Thank you for bringing Santa here. I know he's a busy man and things going on up there. You have a lot to do. But we are making phone calls. We have a few calls left today. Let's make another one.
Hi, Santa Claus.
Well, hello. Who am I speaking to?
Mario.
Well, hello, Mario. Do you know who is calling you?
Santa Claus.
That's right. And my name is Bumble. I'm one of his elves. And we're calling you today because Santa is going to be on the line talking to you. How's that?
Hello, Mario. How are you?
Hello. Good.
How's your year been?
Good.
And you've been good all year?
Yes.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
Yes, we need to know what is that special toy that you want Santa to bring you this year.
You tell Santa what you want. What do you want?
Do you like racers?
Yes.
Radical racers, maybe?
Yes.
And do you like Pokemon cards?
Oh, yes.
Well, what do you think, Santa? Do we have those for Mario Jr.?
Well, we have them for the best kids. Let me check my list. Mario says he's been a good boy since last year, all year, every day. So it seems to me that Pokemon cards in the bag for Mario. Sounds good to me.
There they go. I'm going to put them in the bag right now, and they'll be ready for you. Just stay nice for the next couple days, Mario, okay?
Good job, Mario!
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye, Mario. Santa, I don't know how you do it. You find good in every boy and girl. We haven't called anybody yet where you've said, sorry, thumbs down. Bumble, do you ever have anybody?
I don't think that I do. I just...
Never have anybody where you leave coal anymore?
No. I stopped making it.
Hello.
Hello, this is Bumble. I'm the lead elf here at the North Pole. I was wondering if I could talk to Aubrey, please.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, is this Aubrey?
Yes.
Well, hello, sweetheart. My name is Bumble, and I'm calling you from the North Pole. Santa Claus would like to speak to you. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Aubrey, how are you?
Good.
Oh, have you been a good girl?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
How are you doing?
Oh, I've been doing pretty well, but you know, it's a very busy time of year. Lots to do.
Elf is being naughty.
What?
Your elf is being naughty.
What? Who? Which elves?
Yes, which elf is being naughty?
Elfie.
No.
Elfie.
Or
sits on the shelf.
Oh, no. Well, you know, that's why he's no longer at the North Pole.
He's sitting here.
I don't let him hang out with us anymore.
No. He caused too much trouble up here.
Oh, he escaped, and I couldn't take away his uniform before he got away.
Aubrey?
He was terminated!
Yeah.
Do you have a special item or a special gift that you would like to ask Santa Claus for?
Yes.
What would that be?
AirPods.
Oh, you want those really cool wireless headphones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you want AirPods?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. You must have been good every day all year.
Were you good all year every day?
Yeah.
That's very difficult for a 7-year-old, isn't it? Oh, my. Oh.
All right, now what about Aiden? Has he been a good boy?
You can talk to him if you like.
I think we could do that. Then we can ask him.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Aiden. This is Bumble calling from the North Pole. We're calling to check and make sure that you've been nice this year.
Yeah, I have.
Aubrey wanted us to make sure that we checked in on you. Because if we didn't, she'd think you were being naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You're not sounding so sure about that. Is there anything we can put on the sled for you?
No, thank you.
Nothing? Well, that'll sure make things lighter. I wish more of the kids said they didn't need anything.
Yeah.
Well, how about if we bring something extra for Aubrey? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's excellent. Aubrey, please know that Aiden is giving up his gift for you instead. Aiden, that might get you a secret gift for out of your acts of kindness.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, very nice.
And you have a Merry Christmas, Aubrey.
Aubrey, can I ask
one? Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Aubrey, can I ask one gift? Can I ask one thing for you, please?
Yes.
Santa is having a cough. Will you please leave me a cough drop?
Yes.
Out by, on the table when I come down the chimney.
Okay.
I would appreciate that.
I have reindeer food for your reindeer.
Oh, now that they will appreciate, but I can't eat that. And it won't help my cough.
Okay, I'll get you both of them.
But a cough drop would be very helpful. And it's very cold out there. And it's difficult on my cough.
Okay.
And my laugh only hurts it. Oh, my. All right. Well, thanks to your family. And we'll make sure to pack those AirPods for you.
I got them all set.
Okay.
And you tell Aiden he's a good buddy.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Aubrey.
You're
welcome.
Merry Christmas to your family.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
That boy was really funny. He probably was a good boy. He just didn't want to come out and say it.
He sounded a little older than wanting to participate in a phone call with Santa.
Yes. But he did pretty good. It was nice of him to give his gift to his sister.
Yes, it was. And it was nice of Santa to note that he might get a secret gift anyway out of his act of kindness. And I'm sure that that Bumble will take care of that, because most of the elves are good in that way.
Oh, always. We love to give gifts.
Yeah. So what goes on at the, Santa doesn't always share that sort of information with me, how that works, you know, packing night?
Well, first I have to watch out for all the tomfoolery that goes on up here. But once I get all the elves in line, we form a great big line and pass the gifts along, and we one at a time pack them in the bag so they're nice and neat, and so everything fits for Santa. So when he's ready to go, the bag is full, nice and neat, and off he goes. It works quite well.
Pack in a straight line?
Yeah, the elves all stand in a line. Because, see, I have to keep them organized. Or they just, you know, they have all this, I don't know, they just like to be silly too much. So if I put them all in a line and they pass the gifts one to each other, they all have to pay attention to what's going on. And then I have the most responsible elf, myself, of course, standing next to the bag. And I take the gifts as they come in, as each elf is passing, and I pack the bag.
Sunday morning wake-up call here. Rick Moore with Santa making some phone calls, and Bumble the Elf.
That's me.
Giving us some depth to how it works up at the North Pole on Christmas Eve. And you say elves with tomfoolery. I think that's two words that you would think would go hand in hand. You're either hardworking, making things, or you're fooling around playfully.
You gotta have both. Because elves are, they're just silly. We're all silly.
Right, but, you know, on December 26th, do you get any certain amount of time off?
Well, we do get a whole afternoon off. And then we're right back to it after dinner time, because we have to start getting ready for next year. It's a big job, as Santa well knows. We have a lot to do in a year for all these wonderful kids, especially the ones that we get to call.
Has the number of kids grown, or?
Oh, yes. It makes the job harder every year, but it also makes it more fun every year.
All right, let's, Santa had to step out, but he's back now. Let's make another call.
Sounds fabulous.
Hello?
Hi, this is Bumble, the lead elf here at the North Pole. Santa is trying to reach Gracelyn.
Gracelyn Holly, hold on.
Yes.
Will you, baby? Answer.
Hi, Mama.
Well, hello, Gracelyn. How are you today?
Good.
Have you been a good girl?
Yeah.
Would you like to talk to Santa?
Yeah.
Hi, Gracelyn. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling to say hello, to check
Hi.
Up on you, to make sure I have all the important things on your list.
What was that special item that you wanted from Santa?
A swimming baby doll.
A swimming baby doll. Now, what about something that you wanted to ride on, maybe?
And a four-wheeler.
A four-wheeler. What do you think,
but
Santa?
But not a real one, a pretend one.
Oh, a pretend one. That's even easier. What do you think, Santa? Can we do that for Gracelyn?
A pretend four-wheeler. Let's see. I think we can do that, but you have to promise Santa something, okay?
Okay.
You gotta be careful with it. Don't hurt yourself, please. I don't want Santa to get in trouble for you getting hurt.
I got a helmet.
Okay, you got a helmet already.
That is great to hear. Now, what about your little sister, Cassidy? Does she want anything for Christmas from Santa?
No.
Well, Cassie.
Oh, I hear her.
Can we bring her something?
Yeah.
What would she like?
She would like a baby rabbit, a cash register with no money, because she eats money.
Well, I think we could probably do that.
Very nice. That's very nice for you to be thoughtful of Cassidy. I think that's an extra check on the nice list.
Yes, I've already got that. Gracelyn is a very, very special kind of nice.
Gracelyn?
Yes?
Can I ask a favor, please?
Yes.
When I get to your house, I'm usually very hungry.
I'll make you cookies.
Oh, I love a cookie. You don't have to make it. You can buy it at the store, but a cookie, any kind of cookie.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gracelyn. You and Cassidy have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome, sweetheart.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye, Gracelyn.
Bye-bye.
What a sweetheart.
Oh, she was very sweet. They usually are, Santa.
Yeah, it's nice when they're looking out for their little sisters.
Hello?
Hi, this is Bumble, the lead elf here at the North Pole. I was calling for Chloe.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Chloe. This is Bumble calling from the North Pole. I'm one of Santa's elves. He called to speak to you. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Hi, Chloe. How are you?
Good.
I was checking in on you.
I have a list here. I wanted to make sure that it was right.
What was that? What was the one special gift that you wanted from Santa Claus this year, Chloe?
A Pepsi.
What? I don't know what that is. What is a poopsie? When did we make that, Bumble?
Santa, you really need to keep up with the new toys here.
You're right. I don't know all the new toys. You just pack them. I just drop them off.
That's right. So tell him, Chloe, what is a poopsie?
It's like a flying kit. It's unicorns.
Oh, that one I remember now. Thank you.
Good job, Chloe. And I think we've got that packed on the sleigh as well, so
okay.
It looks like you're going to do all right.
Oh, Chloe, I think we can manage that. Still a few days until Christmas now. Can you be nice for all of those?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, what about Matt? Has he been a good boy? Could I speak to him, please?
Hello.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm good.
This is Bumble, an elf calling you from the North Pole. Would you like to speak to Santa?
Yeah.
Hi, Matt. Merry Christmas. I'm checking in to make sure we have your list correct.
Okay.
What did you want for Christmas, Matt?
Legos.
Ooh, any special kind of Legos?
Mm-hmm.
Legos, you know, they come with a rule.
Okay.
You have to pick them up and put them away when you're done with them.
Yes, because they really hurt the bottom of your feet. I have stepped on those before. So that is a good rule, Santa.
Ooh,
okay.
I like to give out Legos for Christmas.
Yes.
But I started getting letters from the parents.
Okay.
So can you be careful and make sure you pick them up?
Yeah.
All right, then we got them for you, and I'll pack them on the sleigh. How would that be?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, can I ask a request, please?
Yeah.
When we get to your place.
Okay.
I asked, I think you know Gracelyn.
Uh-huh.
I told her that I needed a cookie, but I forgot to ask her to leave something for the reindeer. Can you leave a carrot or two for the reindeer, please?
Reindeer food.
Please?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Can you do that, please?
Yeah.
I'd appreciate that.
Wonderful. Thank you,
Matt. And it'll keep the reindeer happy.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
You have a Merry Christmas, Matt.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye, Chloe.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Santa, let's try that one last call and see what happens.
At the tone, please record your voice message.
Merry Christmas. This is Santa calling. I wanted to leave a message for Caitlin and Kinsey. I was just checking in, reminding you that there's still a few days until Christmas. We're packing the sleigh, checking that list. I've got some ideas here. I just was going to present them to you and make sure they were good ideas. Kinsey, I was thinking about a dollhouse, and Caitlin, maybe a hoverboard, and I don't know. Sometimes I just sit here with all the things going on crazy at the North Pole,
wanted to talk to a few people today, but I'll just leave that list out there and wish you a Merry Christmas. Oh, my goodness. Everybody just be happy and healthy. Oh, I'll be to your place in just a few days. Take care. Best wishes. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. So glad you could be with us again on this Sunday before Christmas. We'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
This has been the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call on 94.7 WPVC-LP, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Engineering assistance was by Mike Friend. The Wake-Up Call is produced by Dan Gould. Show archives can be found at cvillepodcast.com. Be sure to join Rick next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for the Wake-Up Call, only on WPVC-LP Charlottesville.